there was some speculation going back several months because of his health and inability to really travel as much as he really needs to and wants to across the world in a growing, changing Catholic Church, of course, particularly in Central and South America and even in the Middle East. So it comes as a big surprise to me, probably to the rest of the Catholic world. But I was with Benedict XVI or Joseph Ratzinger when he was first elected, and when John Paul II passed away. And I love the office of the papacy, and I study it, and I've written about it extensively. And matter of fact, I was up all night writing about it for another book. But it's such a demanding position. He's doing what I think is in the best interest of the Catholic Church.
How about line of succession, Ray Flynn? Is there an obvious one as we look forward to what could be a very complicated and drawn-out process?
Catholic Church is shifting dramatically in terms of its interest in population, and it's basically in Africa and Latin and Central America where the greatest proportion population of Catholics are growing. Now, this might be another first. It was a first when John Paul II became Pope because of the first non-Italian. It was a first when Benedict XVI became Pope, first from Germany. So this might be another first. Could it be a first Pope from Africa, a first Pope from Latin or Central America, where the Church is expanding greatly in level of interest, enthusiasm? It's very, very possible. That's why this is such an exciting period for the Catholic Church.